Swung on, ripped into right, a base hit. Down the line, Marsh around third, he'll score. The ball goes all the way to the corner. Bader coming around third, he'll be waved to the plate. The throw is late. Bader scores, standing up, and Max Kepler comes through here in the seventh to give the Phillies a 2-1 lead.
The music is perfect there, and it counts.
Phillies
sweep the Texas Rangers over the weekend for a lot of reasons, but one of them, Hugh Douglas, Topper's platoons in the outfield are working. How about this statistic? Since the trade deadline, the Phillies outfield has the fourth best outfield production in all of baseball.
Pushing the right buttons.
Well, Topper is. And last week, I did say I didn't want to see it anymore. Specifically, here's what frustrated me last week. Hugh, I wanted to see Bader every day, right? And whatever he does in the other spots, I'm okay with. But it's still been Bader part of the platoon. But Saturday, I thought, brought us to a different level with this.
What's that?
Well, Max Kepler played, but he didn't play over Harrison Bader. Max Kepler played on Saturday against Jacob deGrom in for Nick Castellanos, which means we could be getting to a point here in these platoons where maybe Bader carves out an everyday spot. I still think he should. Left field, Brandon Marsh has been awesome for 2 months, and he clearly should be the one side of the platoon and play most days against righties. Mm-hmm. And then the lefty version, I think when Bohm gets back, that becomes Otto Kemp out there with Brandon Marsh in left. But Hugh, we are now getting to the point where I thought Saturday would open up the question in my mind. Is now Nick Castellanos part of the platoon situation? Is Castellanos no longer looked at over there as a definite everyday player? Is he part of the platoon? And my feeling on it is he should be. I don't think Castellanos has played well enough this year that he should get a locked-in spot. If they have five outfielders they like, I would put Castellanos as part of the rotation, just like everybody else. He'll play some days, but if there's a tough righty out there, I think Kepler probably gives you a better at-bat against tough righty. Hugh, what did you think of Castellanos not playing Saturday and the idea he might now part of this shuffle?
I think that you do things out of necessity.
Mm-hmm.
And for whatever reason, the buttons that Topper have been pushing, the bottom of the order has been a lot better.
Absolutely.
Bottom order has been better. So I don't think it would be a smart thing to do to be upset because you're not the Iron Man that you were a year ago, especially when you have the team turning the corner at this time of the year. Like, go back to last year. Remember when we went on the trip overseas to play in the Mets and how the tale of two seasons.
Yep.
The Mets started to take off a little bit. Kind of feels like we're in that spin cycle now. Feels like we're in that cycle, so if Topper's pushing all the right buttons, you can't make it about you. Definitely can't make
you're
it about you.
You're saying from Castellanos' perspective.
Yeah.
Now let's workshop this though. Do we think now on Saturday, Topper said that he gave, what was his rationale again? It was like the turf at Globe Life Field. That's why he gave
Turf hard.
Yeah, turf is hard down there. So he's trying to get everyone to start. I don't buy that. I think he wanted to see what it would look like with Kepler getting at bats against a righty like DeGrom and not Castellanos.
Mm-hmm.
So this was a way of saying it without saying it. Now, let's be real. If Castellanos doesn't start one of these games in Cincinnati against a righty, he's going to recognize what's going on. I mean, Castellanos is not a dummy. Like, if he doesn't start, he starts every day. He started every day around here for years.
Yeah, he was that guy.
Right, so if he gets 2 days off in the span of a week, he's going to start asking questions. How do we think this is going to fly with Castellanos?
I think if you're winning, Joe, you can't really upset the apple cart, and that's what I'm talking about. If the formula is working and it's better for the team, you got to put your individual accolades aside and do what's best for the squad.
I agree with you. Do we think Nick Castellanos is going to take this line down?
Yes.
No, I do not.
This line down is funny, like he's being disrespectful.
No, take it like he's not going to put up a stick.
I know what you're saying, it's what's best for the team.
I agree with you. But we did this already in June, didn't we? He took him off the field for defense, and Castellanos
had a fit.
Had a conniption.
And after that, he was cool.
No, well, what also hasn't happened after that? He hasn't taken him off the field for defense ever again.
Well, he wasn't it. They looked at the numbers. He wanted to go back and look at the numbers, and then after that, he kind of cooled out a little bit, right?
Right, but Castellanos has not gotten better defensively. He just hasn't taken him off the field anymore.
Okay, well now you have another sampling size of what it looks like. So yeah, I don't think he has a leg to stand on.
So I think we're in agreement. I just don't think this is going to be a smooth thing.
You think he's going to have a fit?
Of course he's going to have
baby.
A fit.
I don't think that would be a good look for Castellanos, though.
Was it a good look when he did it in Miami?
Well, he didn't understand in Miami. He was confused.
So what are we talking?
So I think now he's gotten the data that he was looking for. He's like, oh, yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe he's feeling like
this
that.
This is going to be harder for him to accept. this is going to be
I don't really think it should be.
Wait a second.
When you can't argue with the results, Joe.
But let me ask you a question. When you were playing, if they told you, we're going to take you off the field for half your snaps, you would say okay?
Oh, that ain't never happened. No, but, that, not in my not in my prime.
Well,
but
Castellanos
is in my latter years.
Hold on. We can make a case that Castellanos is in his Jacksonville days. We're towards the end here.
In my latter years,
yeah.
Really didn't have no choice in the matter. Didn't like it, but
you didn't like it.
Well, you didn't like it, but you saw you weren't producing. I wasn't producing, yeah. So it was one of those things where, you know, I couldn't do anything about it.
So here's where I'm at moving forward. I am on Team Topper on this, and Team Topper on Castellanos thing. Huh. I'm on Team Topper
so
now.
Apologize.
No, not apologizing.
His moves.
Here's what I need. I need Bader in center field every day. Left field, I like the Marsh platoon with whatever right-handed bat we're talking about. Probably going to be Kemp in the next couple days. And in right field, if he wants to platoon Kepler and Castellanos, I'm cool with it.
Can I just say this? For Harrison Bader just to be a guy, and I'm not calling anybody out.
He is just a guy, though.
But he's been a hell of a guy since he's been here.
He's their best guy.
He's been, like I just go back to the, you know, trade deadline and how we were all excited about Duran.
What would you call Harrison Bader?
Okay, he's true to what he was billed as when he got here.
He's their best guy.
Yeah, but he's been pretty decent since he's been here.
He's having a good season.
Yeah. I mean, but I just think about the level of disrespect that was levied this way when everybody was like, oh, he's just a guy.
But that's
he's been
what
pretty
is,
darn good.
But wait, though. His career so far is just a guy.
I'm just saying, he's been... It just feels like he's been more than just a guy. I know what you're saying,
yeah.
But he feels like he's been more than just a guy.
I agree. I mean, that catch yesterday was awesome. I do think he's having a better than just a guy season. Like, this is his best year so far, and the Phillies are capitalizing on it now. Look, I want him to play every day. He should be the center fielder every day. Left field, give me Marsh most days against righties. I'll put Kemp out there against lefties. And if it becomes a Castellanos-Kepler platoon in right field...
So be it.
So be it. And Nick Castellanos hasn't produced enough this season to warrant, like, no doubt about it, he plays every day. And no one loves Kepler, but he might be a better option as he was Saturday against a tough right-handed pitcher. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down on that? I mean, Castellanos now, and I know Topper tried to pretend it was the turf at Globe Life Field. I mean, come on. No one's buying that. He's part of
Topper a liar?
Well, in that case,
sound like
he
it,
was... What did you would you take from that? You buy that? Come on.
I think he is trying to, like, I think he's coming up with different excuses to Castellanos off his feet.
Of course.
And out of the lineup a little bit because he's not been good. I mean, Kepler's been, I guess, better, hitting the ball harder, which Topper did tell us a few weeks ago.
Are you good with the Kepler-Castellanos platoon
sure.
if we get there?
Yeah, I mean, look, at this point, they got nothing really to lose with how well it's working. So you might as well just ride the hot hands.
Well, the only thing they have to lose is a petulant upset. Castellanos is not going to take this well.
What's the worst that can happen? He hits worse than he already has been?
His worst defense that he has? Well, he's going to put up a stink like he did in Miami. Uh-huh. I mean, that's...
I don't think he's in a position to do that, though.
I think Castellanos doesn't recognize who he is sometimes. All right, so they're facing a lefty tonight. Castellanos certainly will be in the lineup. They face a righty tomorrow. They face a righty on Thursday. Righty on Wednesday. So they face two righties in a row. Let's see if Castellanos plays all three games in this series. If he does not, we have ourselves a platoon in right field as well. Let's go back to the phone lines, 215-592-9494. But first, Hugh, we're giving away a spot today in the Midday Show Fantasy Football League. The draft is going to be at McGurk's Live Draft Wednesday, September 3rd. McGurk's in Royersford. We'll be there doing our live draft after an entire station day out there at McGurk's.
It's going to be a whole day.
Oh, it's going to be fun. Day before the NFL season starts. But we're giving away spots in our Fantasy League. A spot up for grabs today. Hugh's clues. First clue was?
It's a doctor.
A famous doctor? A
famous doctor.
How about clue number two today?
This doctor is not from around these parts, not from America.
So this is a famous doctor that's not American.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is where we're going today. Famous doctor that is not American. Tom in Wilmington is up next on WIP. Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good,
hey,
Tom. What's up?
Good. I was at the practice last night and seeing Landon go down, man, that hurt. He seems like such a good dude. And, like, I really was upset. Him getting hurt last night. Do you have any idea? Do you think it's a torn ACL, or do you have any opinion what you might think it is?
We don't want to recklessly speculate. We're hoping for the best.
So,
we are definitely hoping for the best.
Tom, I was watching a video last night. So I don't know if you've ever seen these, where like a doctor or a former football doctor will kind of watch these injuries, and that person will commentate, like give an opinion just based on the video. So I saw a couple of those, and They were trying to decide between, did they think it was an Achilles injury or a knee, just how he was kind of hobbling around. And the one thing I will say positively is the fact that the Eagles are taking an MRI on his knee today, not his Achilles, that made me feel better. Because typically, I feel like knee injuries, it could be a season ender, but it also could just be like a sprain, you know, 3 to 6 weeks, and then he's back.
Yeah.
Usually when it's an Achilles, it's bad, right? It's not normal to have a kind of a slight Achilles injury. If it's
Achilles, it's a wrap.
It's a wrap, right? So the fact that they're taking the MRI on the knee, that makes me feel a little bit better.
Yeah, for sure. I do have a guess for a famous doctor.
Mm-hmm. What do you got?
I'm going to guess Doctor Who.
Doctor Who. That is a really good guess.
It's also up Hughes alley. Now, Tom, that is not it. We appreciate it and the try there.
I was
there.
In a Doctor Who documentary talking about Doctor Who.
You were in a Doctor Who documentary? Man, why do you wait to tell us these things?
What's the documentary called?
I forgot.
Well, I mean, how many Doctor Who documentaries are there?
I was in one, but it was a long time ago.
I know, but
big
like
Doctor Who fan.
But I'm just wondering how many of these documentaries are there?
I don't think it's been a lot.
Well, that's why I think we could probably find the documentary and find the audio of Hugh Douglas. I mean,
Doctor Who Confidential, is that what it's called?
I don't remember.
Sure you do.
I don't remember.
When was this?
That was a while ago. You know, today, since we're here, today is the 20th anniversary of T.O. doing stuff.
Don't start deflecting.
I'm not. I'm just, that's
Kyle, I found it. I find it.
Okay. Relevant.
You did? You found Hugh?
Yeah. The Best of the Doctor, 2005, 2011, the documentaries. And they include actresses, actors, former NFL defensive end and radio personality, Hugh Douglas. Who invited you to this?
I have layers.
How did you get involved in a documentary
about
Doctor Who?
Because I'm a Doctor Who fan.
Right, but how did
I have layers like an onion. I'm just not this mm-hmm. pretty face that y'all see mm-hmm. on the radio every day.
Here's the question. How did they know to ask you to be in this?
Because when I got a chance to talk to them about Doctor Who, they were pretty impressed with my knowledge of Doctor Who.
Right, okay, but let's say that I have knowledge and I was really a big fan of a certain character on a TV show. How would the people making the documentary know that?
Because I know people.
Oh, this is your acting connection.
I keep trying to tell y'all, man. Mm-hmm. I this is just not another pretty face. I have layers. Yeah. I have substance.
So someone else dropped out and they needed
vision.
Someone at the end. Hugh, can you come in?
It might have been something.
Yeah,
like
we got to talk to you. All right, Bill is up next on WIP. Hey, Bill.
Bill.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Bill. How you doing?
Pleasure to talk to Hugh Douglas. The Jiggly guy's all right, too.
The Jiggly guy.
Bill, I appreciate you, and I like that. Bill, what do you got for us today?
Well, we're talking about Castellanos. I think he's a little fragile.
Mm-hmm.
You take him out of the lineup. He always plays up that 10-year vet thing. I think you hurt his feelings, and you might bring down to Harper and all them guys. I think it's a bad move to not play him every day, even though I'm not a huge fan.
So, Bill, I will say, to go off of what you're saying, I think it is the right baseball move. Like, if he's struggling against righties and Kepler's better against righties and the opposite lefty, right? Like, I think I could see the logic of the baseball move. It works Saturday. But I think you're right. I think Castellanos, if they start not playing him half the time, is going to put up a stink.
I agree. As far as the pitching goes, I think we could go without Wheels for a little bit. The starters are good, and that Durant pickup was so much bigger, and especially with Alvarado back, I think he wins some games to get in the playoffs without him for a few starts.
Well, especially with Nola coming back. Yeah, and you're right. Alvarado helps too in the bullpen. And Duran is awesome. I mean, he just gives you so much confidence when he goes in the game. Like, the game is over.
I haven't felt like that way in a long time. It feels good. But other than that, I mean, Dickerson's a big thing with the Eagles. I think we could do something with that because they were so great. But I pray to God it's not an ACL, MCL thing. But if it is, I'm more worried about a cornerback than I am with Dickerson, honestly. But even with our pass rush healthy and going full blast, I think one of these cornerbacks might actually, but I would love a better veteran cornerback.
Well, me too. I wish we saw Darius Slay, but that ship has sailed. Bill, what's your guess for Hughes Clues for a spot in the fantasy league?
Well, I can't think of one, but I'm going to say Dr. Frankenstein.
Dr. Frankenstein.
That's a good guess.
We've gotten more good doctors than I anticipated. You made it sound like there weren't that many. There's been plenty of doctors.
No, I was wrong about how many famous doctors there were.
There's a good amount of famous doctors.
I know. See, because I know what I'm doing.
I'm not sure about that.
Push it.
Last segment, you sent Rhea into snorting, laughing so hard.
Doorknob. or not.
Yeah, especially when you consider that the context of that was Jose Alvarado.
Yeah.
You called him.
Well, that's what we – that has been stated for the last couple of weeks.
That was very questionable by you.
Well, not, no, but not in that
nobody
way.
Nobody stated that.
Well, no one said
well,
it that way.
Well, let's be honest. Joe said last week that he's probably going to burn his arm out because that's his penance for doing what he did. And so when Rhea said, I was like, oh, like doorknob, everybody going to get a turn. Like he's going to be the sacrificial lamb.
Well, in so many words,
yeah.
he is going to be the sacrificial lamb. I think, one, if he's pitching well, he can help them down the stretch of the season.
Well, and he should. You know, he should want to do that, though, especially with the bind that he put the team in when he got popped.
Yes. The other thing I think to note on the Alvarado situation is, you know, if he was a young pitcher that had a lot of years left with the Phillies, you could say, all right, they still need to protect his arm. And I'm not trying to allude to the idea they would
burn him out
or want to get him hurt. Like, no one wants to get anyone hurt. But his contract has a team option for next year, right? So let's play it out. Let's say the Phillies use him a lot in the month of September, and he either gets hurt or he's not as effective. They don't owe him anything after the season, is my point. Like, it's not like they signed him to a 5-year deal with all this money for the next 5 years, so they have to consider their investment. I mean, basically, it's year to year with him, and they could just say, thanks, Jose, or if he pitches well and everyone's good with him, he could be back here next year.
Yeah, and I would think that with the way that the season went for you, you want to try to get back into good graces as much as you possibly can.
He with them.
Yeah.
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 Well, you know, I think he'll take the ball whenever they ask. But that's one of those things, especially after they clinch. Like, if they clinch with a week to go, Jose, you're going to take down some innings, buddy. We got to get everyone on some rest for the postseason. Big V is in Mount Laurel. Hey, Big V.
Joe, Julio, you.
What's up, man?
Big V, what's up?
Hey, I hope you guys had a good weekend, man. But, Joe, I think this is you being hyperbolic again.
What am I being hyperbolic about?
Cassiano.
Well,
everything.
Oh, hold on. I mean, what do you think about Cassiano? Is he going to be okay with being platooned?
Well, see, Cassiano seems to be a very passionate, emotional player.
Agreed.
There are certain things that could push his button and motivating to, you know, once again, reaching his level of...
It's a filibuster.
Yeah. I would hope it motivates him, but we'll see. Yeah, I will see what happens.
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, like, remember the playoffs? Philly fans were giving him a hard time. He gets up to the plate, starts saying, you know, if you're lip reading, you know what he said, and he smacks that home run.
But the difference is he plays every day. He always plays every day. And now we just watched him not play on Saturday. And I get the feeling they might not play as much moving forward here. That's a big difference.
Well, one is that, you know, your success level and your predictions aren't very good. But you look at the simple fact that him not playing could motivate him to play better when he does play.
We agreed on that. My point is, if they already have kind of broken the seal here and they played Kepler over him, it could happen again, and I wonder how he's going to handle that.
Excuse me, Hugh, what was your cliche when if?
If was a fifth?
We all get drunk. So that's what I feel about your if. You know, let's not be hyperbolic on ifs and scenarios.
Wait, it's not hyperbolic. They have 5 outfielders that they rotate, and now they didn't play Castellanos, who plays every day. You don't see what's going on here?
Yeah, I see that Castellanos didn't play, and we won.
Right. I mean, I see that too.
I'm not going to turn that into something else based on an if. Okay, let's look at what we have at hand. Right now, we're good. We're pretty close to being the hottest team.
Right now, we're on pace.
Right now, I'm looking forward to you apologizing and saying that they didn't have to sell the farm to win the championship trophy.
Yeah, again, there's a long way to go.
You should apologize for making everybody dumber at this phone call.
There's a long way to go before the World Series here.
Kyle, can I really make you dumber? I mean,
yes. You could bring me down to your level.
No, bro.
Big V, I'm guessing you're not like concerned at all about Zach Wheeler and his velocity?
No, I'm not concerned about Zach Wheeler. Why would you give him a couple days off.
No,
give him a couple days off, you'll do fine.
Nothing to see.
Well, they gave him 7 days off before his last start, and his velocity was worse. You know that?
And if he does not perform, then we bring in somebody else.
No, there's no one else to bring in. Who are they bringing in?
They can bring in your buddy from the farm that you've been talking about, trading.
No, I don't know if that's going to work out the way we want it to, Big V. All right, Big V, we appreciate the phone call. Big V's phone call is usually kind of, you know, all over the place. That one was particularly tough.
That was a rough one.
Yeah.
I didn't, you know, it was a lot. It was a lot.
Sometimes I like argue with Big V, and sometimes Big V just like makes my brain hurt. Like, yeah, I'm not angry. Like, there's certain callers that like drive me crazy. Big V doesn't really drive me that crazy. He just...
Because you know what he is at this point.
And that would be?
Delusional.
Oh.
Would you disagree?
No, I thought he was...
Well, we were. I'm taking the high road.
I thought we were going somewhere else.
What were you thinking here?
None.
Good.
None.
Just speak your mind.
We did that already. No, we good. I ain't got nothing to say. I didn't know where we were going with. I didn't know. So.
Well, I never know where we're going with any of Big V's phone calls. I mean, that's the problem here. Let's grab Ken and Cinnamon. What's up, Ken?
Ken.
Morning. Good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
Hey,
you
Ken.
I didn't have you pegged as an Anglophile. You're a Doctor Who fan. That's another thing we have in common.
Yeah, man, big Doctor Who fan. I haven't, like, lately, because the series has been all over the place. I haven't been able to catch up with the newer Doctors. But the last one I saw was the female and the brother. They had the brother was the last Doctor.
So you know, like that one, right? You said you like that
one? Yeah, it was okay, but it's ongoing, and the new Doctor regenerates every now and then, and I think they went back. I think Rose is the new Doctor. If you don't follow the series, I don't know why I'm telling you this, but somebody that was a Doctor who she hung out with him, I think she's the new Doctor. I'm not sure, though, because I haven't been able to keep up with it.
Yeah, I haven't watched it in a lot of years, but I used to watch it when I was younger, and I used to actually, you could read the books in about 20 minutes, so I used to read them, like, between classes when I was at school. Like, yeah. I had an hour to kill in the library, just go read a Doctor Who book, so...
I've been around a long time.
I never would have guessed that, dude. So that's cool.
Yeah.
You cannot overstate the importance of Zach Wheeler to this baseball team. Maria said earlier she's not willing to say they can't win the World Series without Zach Wheeler. I am more than willing to say they cannot win the World Series without Zach Wheeler. So whatever is going on, and it's really a shocking development that Rhea and I don't agree on something. Whatever they have to do to figure out what's going on with Zach Wheeler, that's what they have to do. Because if they lived him through at 94 with, you know, struggling with his location just to win the division, and then they don't have Zach Wheeler when they need a post for two, maybe three starts in a seven-game series, it's all pointless. All of it was worth it. So they've got it. Whatever's wrong with him, if he needs a month off, if he needs to go to the spa, if they need to send him to Aruba for a few weeks, they need to do whatever they need to do to get Zach Wheeler right. Otherwise, this is all an exercise of futility.
Yeah, and they have an opportunity here, Ken. They're up 5.5 in the division. They're up 7 on a playoff spot. This is why it's good to have a cushion. I mean, if they were tied or they were behind 4, then it'd be harder. But they have a huge cushion where you could say, hey, Zach, take 2 weeks, take 3 weeks, and we're still going to be in first place when you get back.
But they got to figure it out. They need him. He is the most important piece of a World Series run is Zach Wheeler. He's just that important to this team.
Yeah, and so. He doesn't look right now, regardless of the results yesterday. I mean, the velocity's down pretty significantly across the board. All right, Ken, what do you got for us? What's your guess for the Doctor?
Well, I was going to go in a different direction, but now learning that Hugh is an Anglophile, I'm going to go with Sherlock Holmes' sidekick, Dr. Watson.
Dr. Watson, that is not it, but a good guess.
Right. Really good guess.
We're getting some unique guesses here. 215-592-9494. Back to all your phone calls and the Phillies coming up. We still await news on Landon Dickerson. As soon as we have it, we'll pass along. So we come back, a new quarterback list, one of my favorite ones every year from The Athletic, the quarterback tiers. Where's Jalen Hurts? We'll hit it next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.